Epilogue. L space. What Marjorie Daw was not was the kind of person who goes around saying to herself, "Oh, it must have been a dream." But by the fourth day, she was beginning to question her own sanity with some force. Her first day's home had been a whirlwind as she really got back to grips with her work, seeing to the new books, beefing up the science fiction section, arguing with the council treasurers for more funding, even with the library's committee itself, and demanding that she should be the arbiter of all that came into the library and how it was displayed. And that meant putting the Bible onto the fantasy shelf. The committee looked into her eyes and didn't disagree. One evening, when Marjorie, who was, as always, the last to leave, was turning out the lights in the library, feeling rather angry because somebody had defaced a book by Richard Dawkins with a lot of squiggles and phrases like, "God is not mocked," she thought she heard a noise and smelled a mildly pungent smell. She found, suddenly prominent on her desk, a large, ripe banana. Overhead, a voice said, "Hook!"
The Science of Discworld 4, Judgment Day, by Terry Pratchett, Ian Stewart and Jack Cohen, was read by Michael Fenton-Stevens and Stephen Briggs. Copyright notice. The Science of Discworld 4, Judgment Day, is published by The Random House Group Limited, in association with Audio Go Limited. Copyright Terry and Lynn Pratchett, Jote Enterprises and Jack Cohen, 2013. Terry Pratchett, Ian Stewart and Jack Cohen have asserted their right under the Copyright Designs and Patents Act 1988 to be identified as the authors of this work.